And to Srila Prabhupada is by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Book distribution service was very dear to his heart, which was a service given to Srila Prabhupada by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Right here on the banks of Radhakund, when Srila Prabhupada had come from Allahabad to join his Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada was asked, if you ever get money, what you should do? Print books. And in the same Vrindavan, and then later on, of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you preach in the Western world in English language. So in same Vrindavan at Radha Damodar, lifetime in preparation, he was preparing to go to the West. And how would he go to the West? He would go with the books in English language. So he was translating books, the first canto, then Prabhupada was translating. That time when he had no help, Prabhupada was translating, typing, editing, proofreading, traveling to Delhi on a third class train. Now that train doesn't even exist these days, third class. It was so low class, it has been abandoned. Prabhupada used to travel on that kind of class, and getting his books printed there. He had a place called Chippiwada, near Red Fort. And Prabhupada was, he was promoting that this is his office, that was his office. The Chippiwada, little place, Radha Krishna temple, where he was allowed to use that facility. But he was saying that was his office, and one place in Vrindavan that was not Radha Damodar temple, the other Bamsi Gopal temple, that was his home or something. He was promoting that. And then Prabhupada was getting his books printed. Sometimes he would carry a paper on his head from where he would purchase paper to the printer, just to save money, rickshaw money, and getting books printed. Sometimes he would be coming to the printing press without eating. Again, he had no money to eat, or he would save money so that he could invest that money in book printing. After the books were printed, the printer would not give all the books. I take 100 books. You sell these, and when you have money, you pay, and then we'll give you more books. Like that, the whole thing started. Like that, Prabhupada took so much trouble to translate and then print, publish his books. That was the instruction of his spiritual master. And then he went overseas with those books. And on the boat, Jaladut boat, he was selling books. He ended up selling to Captain Pandya. He sold books worth $20. So Prabhupada had, in fact, 40 rupees when he arrived in in New York, and he also had $20, which from the sales of books. And then book distribution continued in New York. Prabhupada was personally selling books or in the bookstores, and sale or return basis. He would drive by bus, travel by bus, check how many books have been sold, not sold, and so transactions were going on. And then gradually, the book distribution was picked up by his followers. Initially, there was some Bhagavatam, but not so many copies, but the Back to Godhead, they were being printed, 1 million copies. I think his target was like a Time magazine is prints hundreds and thousands of copies. The Back to Godhead should become also popular like that. And he's to call Back to Godhead as a backbone of ISKCON. The backbone, BTZ. And then smaller books and then bigger books, and books were being distributed all over the planet. And I think it was 76. Within 1 year, 7 million books were distributed by his followers from around the world. And so like that. And Prabhupada was pushing book distribution. Distribute books. That was his instruction, emphasis. Of course, he also wanted his books be read. Read my books. He did not say in those words, but he did complain. I have one complaint about you, my disciples. Complaint is, what is the complaint? You don't read my books, or not read enough. So Prabhupada wanted, his books were meant for reading, and first one to read those books, Prabhupada was expecting that his followers, his disciples, grand disciples, his family members would read those books and also then distribute his books. So that book distribution, which is also considered, or Gaudiya Vaishnavas consider that as a family business. There's one business that we do, and that is printing and selling, distributing books. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had his printing press right in the temple. I don't know where exactly, but the deity could see the printing press while the just rolling, printing. The deity was able to see the printing press, and he called that as Brahad Mradanga Brahad. The sound of this Mradanga, the sound that is packed in these books would reach far and wide. This was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was into book distribution, printing books, distribute books. So Srila Prabhupada took that very seriously, and that is like our number one service, business, seva, worship. That is distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada used to say, he will not die. He will stay alive in his books forever. So, Hari Hari. And he would feel very, very enthusiastic. Yeah. Those who were doing the correspondence secretarial job during last days, a big pile of mail coming through. There was no email those days. Everything was, the postman would deliver big bundle. And Prabhupada would prefer to hear, open that. Oh, there's a Sankirtan report in here. There's something from Rameshwar, something from Gopal Krishna Goswami, or this is from this temple, some book score. I will open that. And so giving priority to such mail, and Prabhupada used to hear those book scores with I remember, in 77 November, just 1 week before Prabhupada's departure, we were also distributing books. The whole world was distributing. Each one of us were all into book distribution. Yes, Maharaj, remember? Absolutely. Every day of the year, not just marathon. Every devotee, every Tom, Dick, and Harry would be distributing books. Our only pujaris would stay behind during the marathon.
They would rotate.
They would also rotate. They would also want to go and distribute books. So I had come. I had a traveling party that distributed books. The name of our party was Narad Muni Traveling Sankirtan Party. And we were traveling all over, like a Narad Muni, all over. So we had come 1 week before to see Srila Prabhupada, and as we were allowed in his quarter, Prabhupada was, of course, in bed, lying in bed. And guess what? We gave a report. I gave a report of my traveling party to Srila Prabhupada, and he was so anxious to hear and so happy to hear. Oh, which book is selling the most? He was hardly, barely able to speak, but he was inquiring, enthusing me to go on, say more about book distribution, say more about book distribution. And then I remember I had said one thing to Srila Prabhupada. At that time I had returned from Badrikashram, distributing books. We had gone all the way to Badrikashram and then returned to see how Prabhupada is doing health-wise. So we reported to Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I said, while we were at Badrikashram, we had gone to see the Vyas Gufa, the cave of Vyasadeva. So there, we showed your Bhagavad Gita as it is to Srila Vyasadeva. This is a little humorous way of me saying this. Because I thought, Srila Vyasadeva resides in the cave. We did not see him, but for sure he was seeing us. And for sure the books, Prabhupada's books that we were carrying, he must have seen. Srila Vyasadeva must have seen. So we said, we showed your books to Srila Vyasadeva, and Srila Prabhupada liked it to hear that Bhagavad Gita was shown to Srila Vyasadeva. So this book distribution was very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada's heart. And the books are what? The basis. The books are the basis, and preaching is the essence. Purity is a force. Utility is a principle. So we could utilize all the principles, strategy, to distribute books. And this year is Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON's Golden Jubilee Celebration Year. And this is the last month, last chance. We had been glorifying ISKCON. And glorifying ISKCON is glorifying Srila Prabhupada. They are not separable. ISKCON is my body. Sometimes he would say, ISKCON is my body. So this is last month. So best thing we could do during last month is to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. I think it is GBC, maybe Book Distribution Ministry also was behind, or maybe together, collaboration. There's a proposal for all of us, all the members of ISKCON, all the followers of ISKCON, including members of congregation and others, even visitors of ISKCON, and those are being benefited by ISKCON, connected with ISKCON. Each of those devotees, members, associates, followers, congregation, they have to distribute 50 books this year. Minimum 50 books, as this is the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Very well. Are you ready? Sleeping?
Can we do more?
Huh?
We've already done 50.
Can we do more? Yeah. Double it. Prabhupada is a double it, triple, quadruple. This is a minimum. Like a chanting 16 rounds is a minimum. And Prabhupada, when I ask, Just 16 rounds, Prabhupada, in one conversation. He said, you could chant 16,000. Who could stop you? You could chant 16,000. But minimum is 16 rounds. Huh? You could chant 16,000. So, devotees, they distribute thousands of books. Each devotee, there are such devotees amongst us, amongst the members of our temple devotees. So there are so many ways and means to distribute books. So get ready, and I'm sure this temple is having special Easter ghosties. To make a strategy to distribute books. This morning I heard yesterday's course. They were just normal, nothing big, nothing special. I hope from tomorrow onwards, this course have to be doubled and tripled and quadrupled. And so devotees don't have to only wait for people to come here. You could go to the people, make some plans like that. Go to Mathura, go to towns nearby, or go here, go there, go everywhere. By hook or crook, ena kena prakarena. Yeah, like that. So you distribute Srila Prabhupada's books during marathon, and this is also the reason why we distribute books, more books, or do marathon during December, and emphasize distribution of Bhagavad Gita. December is a month that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Next Ekadasi. Is it next Ekadasi? Mokshada Ekadasi. On the 10th of this month, the battle of Kurukshetra would begin. Kamshals. And then, on that day, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. What time of the day? Huh? Morning. Good. Very good. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita during morning hours. Because battles used to begin in the morning, would go until sunset, then they would take a break, and they would get together, even they would meet enemies and friends, and next morning enemies again, and battling, fighting. So, during early morning hours, Krishna spoke Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre Samaveta Yutsavaha, Mamakaha Pandavashaiva, Kim Kurvata Sanjaya. So, Gita Sugita Kartavya, Kim Manye Shastra Vistarai. What need is there for another Shastra? When Bhagavad Gita exists, Bhagavad Gita is there. This is said in Gita Mahatmya, greatness of Bhagavad Gita. Ya Swayam Padmana Bhasya Mukha Padmat Vinisritaha. That Bhagavad Gita that emanated from the lotus mouth of Sri Krishna, that Bhagavad Gita, something that comes out of the mouth of Krishna is also Krishna. So Krishna's Bhagavad Gita is non-different from Krishna. So when we distribute Bhagavad Gita, we are distributing, take Krishna. This is Krishna in the form of his speech, sound, what he spoke. This is Krishna. Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par tomara shakati ache. So that Krishna is with you in the form of Bhagavad Gita. And you could give that Krishna to others. Be kind. And share Krishna to make the whole world Krishna conscious. And talking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also gave this instruction. Jare dakho tyare kaho. Said, Jare dakho tyare kaho Krishna Upadesh. What is this Krishna Upadesh? This refers to Bhagavad Gita. Jare dakho tyare kaho Krishna Upadesh. Upadesh of Krishna, instructions of Krishna. Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Gita Jayanti Mahatsava ki. Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution